Down here in Bern, we only have six. We started off with two. At the time of the Reformation, when they wrecked churches and they took all the bells out, or the majority of the bells out, any church which has got a pre-Reformation bell has got a rare jewel. Our two oldest bells are 1615 and 1616. There's something to be proud of. They are the two heaviest, our tenor and the fifth bell. And then in 1651 they added a third. In 1762 they added a fourth. In 1800 they added a fifth. And so it stayed until 1928. And in 1928 the whole lot was taken out. They had a new frame, a new teak frame, which is beautiful up there, solid as a rock still. And they then made our ring up to six. That was done by Mears and Stanbank of the Whitechapel Bell Foundry. There are only two bell foundries now, Whitechapel in London and the Loughborough Foundry. In the 1600s, there were several one-man band affairs going round casting bells, and they were often done in the churchyard itself. They would dig a pit, and the mould was made of straw, earth and cow dung. People don't believe that, but it's absolutely true. The cow dung was the bit that they moulded it with, and they would do it in the churchyard. Ours were taken out in 1994, completely refurbished, and they went up to the Whitechapel Bell Foundry. Two of them were found to have hairline cracks. They were welded by a firm called Southweld up in Suffolk. Any welder can weld metal, so they could have welded the bells, but these people managed to weld a bell without losing the note, which is very specialised. When we had our bells refurbished in 1994, the last time they'd been really overhauled, as I say, was in 1928 when they were made up to six and the new frame was put in. And in the information that we put to the parish when we were letting people know what sort of money this was going to cost, one of the things that we calculated was that between 1928 and 1994 the bells haven't really had any money spent on them. So allowing for ringing twice on Sunday and practice night on Tuesdays or Thursday, each bell had been struck just over 14 million times. So to have something that had been struck 14 million times without having a penny spent on it up to then wasn't a bad job that they did in 1928. And that is a fact.